Friday night, the International Fight League will hold its season opener at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, and the card is highlighted by three title fights. One of those champions who will be putting his belt on the line is the IFL's lightweight king, Ryan Schultz. Ryan, what's going on? Welcome to the park.
Hey, nice to be here. Yep, I'm excited.
So it's just been 2 months since you shocked the MMA world and defeated Chris Horodesky. How has your life changed since that bout at the end of December?
I got a lot more attention in the MMA world for sure, but as far as like training and stuff and my lifestyle, it's been exactly the same, so.
I thought one of the interesting things before that bout is, you know, you came after two injuries went down, you were a late replacement, and yet very confident. You weren't just, it didn't seem as though you were, you know, just happy to be there, happy to get the opportunity. You said on multiple times that you fully expected to win the bout, and, you know, every fighter will always say that he's fully expected, but there was a strong sense of confidence. Why was that? I mean, you did have a loss on your record to Chris earlier in your career in 2006. Why were you so confident going into that bout? Was there something particular that you saw in his game that you thought you could maybe, you know, pinpoint?
No, I think I was training hard. I was ready to go. I think that, you know, my game was just starting to come together really, really strongly. And I had a few wins built up and was fighting at that time. So it was perfect timing for me. You know, I was, like I said, my game was going really well. And, I think it all came together, you know.
And obviously when you come off a big upset like that and a lot of people aren't expecting you to win, the next bout is always the most interesting one because people are going to look to see if it, you know, maybe it was a fluke, maybe you just, you know, you had a great night, the other guy didn't have a good night. And obviously you have a great MMA career, your record speaks for itself. But this bout is very important because, you know, you're the champion now. You're no longer the guy chasing that big dog at the top of the hill. Do you feel perhaps any sense of that, you know, you really have to come out and prove something extra special on Friday night against John Gunderson?
No, I'm serious. And, you know, I want to improve every fight. So for me, it's the same thing, you know, and if I do that, you know, it'll be the same outcome. So, you know, for me, it's the same pressure. I don't feel any more pressure. I don't feel any more urgency to appease people. I think my fight style is fast and interesting, and I think people like to watch it. So, you know, I mean, they definitely better be ready for some violence because I'm going to bring it this fight. But for me, it's just another fight, and it's just another guy in my way that's trying to take something that's mine. So, you know, that's how I feel about it.
You look at the internet. I was just actually looking at some of the analyst predictions for this Friday, and again, you're still an underdog. Are you surprised that people are still not giving you the respect that you might be due?
I didn't even realize I was an underdog. I've heard both ways on that now, so I don't really know. But if I am, that's all right with me. I don't care. I think in my book, I'm definitely not an underdog, and I've been proving that, so I feel ready to go.
And how about John Gunderson? I mean, here's a guy who, I mean, great ground game, great jiu-jitsu, and obviously you proved that on the ground you are a force to be reckoned with, especially against Chris. What are you expecting on Friday night in terms of John and if he might try to do something differently given your last bout?
No, I mean, I've seen him fight numerous times. You know, he's well-rounded. He doesn't have a huge hole in his game, but I don't think he's exceptional anywhere. In my opinion, I think I'm better than him in every aspect of the game, so... I'm looking to put that wherever I want to put it. If I want to stand, I'll stand. If I want to throw him on his back, I'll throw him on his back. I don't think he has that option. I don't think he can take me down. So, I mean, for him, he's basically going to go where I want him to go. So,
are you surprised that he's getting a title fight coming off of a loss to Wagner Fabiano?
No. I mean, I think he's paid his dues in the sport. I definitely think he's a competitor, and it should be a good fight.
And have the IFL told you anything about, you know, whether or not your bout will be the main event? If you ask me, it's probably the most intriguing one, just coming off your big upset, and Gunderson has, you know, great history in the IFL. Have they told you as to where your fight will be placed on the card?
No, I haven't heard that yet, and I'm not exactly sure where it's going to be on the card. But I'm sure they'll tell me here pretty soon. I just arrived out here, so I'll find that out here pretty quick.
Are you hoping, are you thinking that it's going to be the main event?
You know, I don't care where it is on the card. I mean, for me, it's still my fight, and whatever time of night that is, you know, I'll be ready to go. It's nice to be the last fight sometimes. Sometimes I like to be in the middle, you know. I mean, it just depends. So wherever the place is, it's still going to be a great fight.